Today's daf is Makas Daf Yud Aleph. Makas Daf Yud Aleph, we're ready to start on Yunima Beis, and there will be Bezrat Hashem, another Ian Shir related to the daf. That'll be tonight at 9:30 after Meirv. The topic will be related to earlier, a couple of days ago, where the Chi of Knas came up. Where does the Chi of Knas start? Where does it come from? Comparing Knasas, Nefashas, Mamanas. That relates to a first parak topic. Maybe we'll talk about Chi of Galus also. But that is tonight at 9:30. By the Shem, it'll be on OU.org. As of about 10:30, a quarter to 11, Israel time. But by the Shem, you can check it up there. Okay, so let us continue. And again, the Parsha Shir is tomorrow night also on OU.org, starting tomorrow night. Here we go. Amar Abelazar, Yudim Abay is about 10 lines up at the bottom. Ir Sheruba Rotzchim, Eina Koltos. If the Ir Miklat, all of a sudden, there are so many Rotzchim B'shogeg that go there that they all of a sudden become the majority, so then it no longer has its effect. It's not kolet anymore. The whole point of an Ir Miklat is that the Levium could be Mora, they could teach the Rotzchim that come there, and if they become the majority, so then it loses its status as being kolet. Shnemar, v'daber ba'aznei ha'ir ha'hi, as dvarav. He has to tell, when the one who killed B'shogeg goes there, he has to tell the Zakenim his story. So the Pasuk says, he tells them his story, v'lov shehushvu divrei mudvarav. But if their story is just like his story, if they're the majority, that everybody has the same story of a Ritzicha B'shogeg, so then that's the drasha that it doesn't work anymore. So it has to be a ir sheruba rotzchem. The Aruch Haner asks, 1 minute, ir sheruba rotzchem, how could there be a rove of Rotzchim? I have a question. Kasha, kivan do ha'ir mikri kavua. A city is called stationary kavua. We know from elsewhere, the end of the first parak of Ksubis, and elsewhere, the principle is, kal kavua kemechzal mechzadami. All kavua is like half and half. Whatever the svaras are, we said, ultimately it's probably a gzeiras hakasef. It's very difficult to know what the svara is. But the rule is, anything that is stationary, that is not moving, is kemechsa al mechsa. The opposite of that is called the parish, meruba parish. Anything that comes away from the majority is considered part of the majority. And it comes up in the case where you find a piece of meat. So if you go to the stores, they're stationary. If you find a piece of meat that somebody walks out of a store with and you don't know which store he came out of, that's called the parish, meruba parish. So those are the rules. So here, ask the Aruch Haner, the city is kavua. So what do you mean, rov rotzchem? The city is kal kavua, kemechzal mechzadami. Im kein hari leka rov, to kal kavua, kemechzal mechzadami. So what's the answer? So he says, maybe it's based on the Mordechai. The Mordechai, which is very important, Mordechai, in the first parak in Chulin, where the Mordechai asks, how do you ever follow a rov in a bezdin? Bezdin are sitting there, they're kavua. How do you ever have a majority by a bezdin, by a Sanhedrin? There's an answer. That's a kind of question that you know there's an answer to. You've got to figure out a formula what the answer is. So the Mordechai says a number of answers. Number one, says the Mordechai, v'tirates, kavua is only when there is a taroves iser, when there's a mixture. But avalokisha iser v'aheter kalecha nikalatzmo bimkomo. If each item within the mixture is nikar by itself, you can see where the iser is and where the heter is. That's not, you don't go by the rov. Let's say there are 10 francs there. And you can see the tray franc. It looks different. That's not a mixture. You don't go by the rov there because you can see which one is us and which one is mutter. So therefore here too, by Sanhedrin, you can see which one, who says what. You know which one says each of the opinions. That's not called the tarovis. Answer one. Answer two, the OT rates, the halo donim rak al diburam, the diburam lohavi kavua rak piresh. What are we counting? We're counting their opinions. We're not counting them. And their opinions are their words, and that's parsed from their mouths. Those are the two days in the Mordechai. Says the Aruch Haner, both of those would work here. Both of those would work here. Because here we're talking about Zakenim. We're talking about they have to tell their story, and they have to hear his story. So again, we're talking about words. So it's called the parish. And also, everyone is Kavua Befnei Atzma. It's not a real Tyrophus. Those are the 2 days of the Mordechai, the first Berak in Chulin about Sanhedrin, and both of them would work by our case according to the Aruch Haner. Reb Chaim, we've quoted this Reb Chaim before, he quoted this Mordechai, he said, I have a much simpler answer. Why don't you say kol kavua by a psak of a bezdin? Because when bezdin gives a psak, during the process, they have different opinions, and you follow the rove during the process. But once there's a psak din that is given, that's not hochanacha rove. That's what we call rubo kakulo. It's bezdin gives one unified psak, and therefore it's not when you get to the end of the process. It's not that you have rove anymore. It's one unified psak, and therefore you don't see the ingredients in the mixture anymore. So that's why the Reb Chaim answers the Mordechai's question. That's in the Grach al Hashas. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara towards the bottom. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Ir she'ein ba zakenim eina koltos. A city that does not have zakenim also is not called a debina zikni ha'ir v'leka. Take that pasuk literally, and therefore you need zikni ha'ir. If you don't have zikni ha'ir, so then it does not have its protection power. Itmar, Ir she'ein ba zakenim. It's really a machlokas. Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi, Chadam or koltos, v'chadam or eina koltos. L'mandam eina koltos, according to the one that says it does not work, be'inan zikni ha'ir v'leka. That's based on what we just said. L'manda amar koltos, mitzvah v'alma. So l'chadchila, try to have zakenim, it's a good idea, so they could teach him, but not that it is required. We don't take the pasuk literally. Remember, we had at the beginning of Sanhedrin also a Gemara's that seemed to that quoted different psukim. How literal do you take certain psukim? How is it, or is it just lechachila in certain circumstances? Weiter, the ir she'ein bazakenim, case number two, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. There's a three places of argument between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. This is the second one. An ear that does not have zakenim, chad amar naaseh ba ben sora mora. The first opinion says still a ben sora mora can be created there. Chad amar inaseh ben sora mora. The other one says no. Lamanda amar inaseh ben sora mora. According to the one, it says no. Be inon zikne iro v'leka. Because again, the pasuk says you bring in the parents, bring him to zikne iro. Lamanda amar naaseh ba ben sora mora mitzvah ba'alma. Again, it's just the lechachila. Number two. Number three, the ir she'ein bazakenim, Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, chad amar mevia egla arufa, v'chad amar ena mevia egla arufa. One says you bring an egla arufa, if you find a body in between the cities and it's closest to that city, the closest city has to bring an egla arufa and the zakenim go out. But, l'manda amar ena mevia egla arufa, beginin zikni ha'irahi v'leka. Again, it says zakenim there. L'manda amar mevia egla arufa, mitzvah ba'alma. So these are the three cases where it says zikni. It says zikni other places in the Torah also. We show a mask, each one would have chalitza. It says that chalitza, you have to go to zikni ha'ir here, ashara. So we show and discuss why it didn't bring up the other three, but these are the three that the Gemara quotes. Egla rufa, ben sora mora, and an ear miklat. Maybe they have something in common in contrast to the other cases. Amar v'chama barchanina. Mipnima namra b'parshas rotzchim b'lashon aza. Why does it say it speak in very harsh terms by the Parsha of Rotzchem? What does that mean? It's say for Yehoshua in Perachaf, where the tzivui of Ari Miklat is given, it does not say the word Vayomer, like it says in many other places in Sefer Yehoshua, but it uses the harsher term of Vayadaber. Tichsev, Vayadaber Hashem al Yehoshua Leimar, Dabar al Bnei Yisrael Leimar, Tnu Lachem es Ari HaMiklat, Asher Dibarti Aleichem, V'chulu. So you see it says Vayadaber. So why so harshly? Why doesn't it just say Vayomer? Answer, Mipnei Shehein Shel Torah. Because it is Shel Torah, Hein Shel Torah. What does that mean? Rashi says on top, second Rashi, Aval Shar Amiros Sha'amar Lo Amar Davar Lakaye Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. Chutz Mizu. This is the only time that Hashem told Yoshua to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa, to finish up a mitzvah d'oraisa. I mean, he also, told him many other, split the land. So Yeshua ben Nun did for many, many years to be cholik to aretz. But that wasn't a specific mitzvah d'oraisa, so that's why he only uses it here and not elsewhere. But there is one. Again, the Aruch Hanan, there is one other tzivui in Sefer Yeshua, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa that he was commanded to do, and he did a lot of them, according to the Pshuto Shel Pikra, and that is Bris Milah. L'charvo Surim, at the beginning of the Sefer, we landed, I think, on the first day of Pesach, Haftorah, right? He was mal thousands of Jews, right? So there it also says the word Vayomer. So why does it say, why here is it specifically singling out Arei Miklat? So the Aruch Haner says, maybe the difference is because by Yeshua, not all Mila is Mefurish. We know mila, the chaticha, the cutting is mefurish, but the priya, the pulling back, is not mefurish. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. The Gemara in Yevamah says that there are two parts to the bris mila. There's the cutting of the foreskin and the pulling back of the foreskin and revealing the atara. So that second part is not mefurish. That's halacha Moshe Misinai. So suggest the Aruch Haner that maybe that is why it doesn't list off mila, because that is not mufurash in Yoshua, the entire mitzvah, and that's why it doesn't say the washer of Vayedaber. But I think you could say, based on what Rashi says, how he interprets the Gemara, a different answer. What does it mean, Mavni Shehin Shal Torah? It doesn't just mean that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But you could say, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that Yoshua is completing that had not been completed before in history. That's what it means, a mitzvah d'oraisa. Here, Arei Miklat, Moshe, Yeshua is finishing the mitzvah that Moshe never finished. By bris milah, whoever got bris milah earlier did the mitzvah. And here Yeshua, these people didn't do the mitzvah yet, so he's doing it's a new mitzvah. You're right, it's a din d'oraisa. You know, maybe splitting up the land also is getting ready for a yeshiva aretz. Yeshiva aretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, right? So then chalukas aretz is also part of that mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that they were, others could say. But maybe one could say that Arei Miklat is unique in that it was completing the mitzvah that Moshe started with three cities, and Yeshua is finishing with three cities. That's what it means, b'pnei shehein shel Torah. The other mitzvahs are not as, in that vein, right? It's another mitzvah, but it's not considered a hashlama. Not considered a specific hashlama, finishing up what Yeshua, what Moshe had started. Okay, possibility. Weiter. Again, related to that, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, is that a hashlama? Is Yeshua being mashlam what Moshe did? Again, could be. You gotta work it out. Fourth line, lameimra, to call dibor lashon kasha. So is this to tell me that the lashon of dibor is a lashon kasha as compared to amira? So the Gemara says yes. In kedachziv daber diber ha'ish adoni ha'aretz itonu kashos. The brothers say that Yosef atzadik spoke to them very harshly. Diber. The head of Mitzrayim spoke to us harshly. Right, and you find elsewhere, right? The pasuk in Yisro, the lashon. There are different levels of talking. There's amira, there's haggadah. Right, haggadah is harsher than amira, but amira is always soft. And dibor and haggadah is usually harder. V'hatanya, the Brisa says, 1 minute. Another question: Nidbaru, ain nidbaru el lashon nachas. Nidbaru, we say, is a soft lashon. We see Nidru here that all the Bnei Yisrael will get gathered together. Ein Nidru el Hashanachas v'cheinu almer. And also we say in Tehillim Yadber Amim Tachteinu. We say it in Tehillim that the nations will be led under Hashem. Talking about Yimos HaMashiach. So isn't that going to be soft and nice that once Mashiach comes, everybody will naturally go follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Yadver Mim Tachteinu. So you see the Lashon of Yadver, and it's talking about softly. So the Gemara answers, Daber Lechud, Yadber Lechud. There's a difference between Daber and Yadber. Daber is to talk, and that's a Lashon Kasha. Yadber is to lead. As a dabar echad lador, one leader to each generation, yadber, that is a lashon of racha, that is soft. So it's two different words, says the Gemara, one is racha and one is kasha. Good. Simani, rabbanon mehemni v'sifri. That's the simon, as we always have. It leads up to the next, the mnemonic for the next Gemaras. The only problem here, the Rishash here says, other echronim, I don't know how this simon leads up to the next Gemara. So that's the ha'ara, but we'll see the... Aruch Laner does have a possibility what it is about, and then we will see that in a second. So let's read the Gemara first, and then the Aruch Laner will say his suggestion. Let's start off with three Aruch Laners. Pligi bar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Triple machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The first one has to do with us, and that's why the others are also machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in different about different ideas. Chad amar mipnei sheshiham. One says, Mipnei Sheshiham. What does that mean? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Yeshua ben Nun a little harshly? Because he delayed. He delayed setting up the other Arei Miklat until Hashem told him. He waited for the Tzivui. That's what Sheham. He delayed. No, and the other opinion says no, because as we said before, it is Doraisa. It's finishing up the mitzvah Doraisa. That's why he spoke to him harshly in that way. That's one machlokas. Second machlokas. Vayichtav Yeshua said the verma ela basefer Torah Elokim. In the last parak of Yeshua, parak of Dalad, it says he wrote all of these things down in the Sefer Torah. What does that mean? Pligiba Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Nechemya. Machlokas. Chad Amar Shmona Psukim. What did he write in Torah Hashem? The last eight psukim of the Torah. That's what it means. Machlokas here, Machlokas Mesechas Baba Basra, Machlokas Mesechas Menachas, that who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? One of the most fascinating machlokas is in all of Shas. You wouldn't think there would be such a machlokas about such a fundamental idea. Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Machlokas! One opinion says Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Why? How can Moshe write? Vayomas Moshe, Eved Hashem. How could Moshe can't write that. He can't write he died. Moshe could write future events that didn't happen yet. But he can't write past events that didn't happen yet. It's a lie. Vayomas Moshe, Ish Elokim. Moshe died. He can't write he died. So Yeshua must have written it. That's one opinion. The Chad Amar Ari Miklat, and the other opinion says no. Ari Miklat. Really, Yeshua wrote the parsha of. He finished writing the parsha of Ari Miklat. That's what it means. Not the last eight psukim of the Torah. So the Gemara says, Bishlal Amar Ches Psukim Haynu Dechziv Sefer Torah Elokim. According to the one who wrote the last eight psukim, that's what it means. Sefer Torah Elokim. That's a Sefer Torah. Elamanda Amar Ari Miklad, my Besefer Torah Elokim. What does that mean? What does that mean? He didn't add on any psukim to the Torah. He wrote about Ari Miklad in his Sefer, in Yeshua. So Achikamar, this is what it means. Vayichtov Yeshua Besifro, thank you, Es Hadvarim Ha'ela Haksuvim Besefer Torah Elokim. It means he wrote in his Sefer the Dvarim that are Shayach to Ari Miklad, which is a Din D'Oraisa. That's what it means. Okay, but that's the second machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Number two. So we've had Shirim in the past. Maybe we'll be mechadish just one and add on. Mention one or two of the sources related. But then there's a third machlokas, which we'll get to in a second. Who remembers? So what about the according to the one who says that Moshe wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? So how did he write it? He can't write. Vayamas Moshe Ish Elokim. So that's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra and Menachos that Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded the words and Moshe wrote it bidema. Bidema literally means in tears. So what does it mean in tears? He wrote it in tears. You know that he was crying when he wrote it. That's what Rashi seems to say. He was crying when he was very sad. So to answer the question, it was still not true. So how did he write it? How did he write it? Even with tears. So he mentioned the fascinating thought of the Vilna Gaon, where the Gra says that bedema might be from the word meduma, which means meduma is mixed up truma and chulin. When truma gets mixed up in chulin, and there's not enough chulin to be mevatel the truma, that's called meduma. It's all mixed up, and you have to give it to a kohen because a kohen can eat it. But says the Gra, maybe it means that he wrote it mixed up. What is it, meduma for the word dema? What does that mean, mixed up? So says the Gra, based on the Ramban in his Akdama to the Torah, the Ramban writes that all of the Torah really spells out Shem Hashem on a Kabbalistic level. If we put all the Torah together without any spaces for words, so all the Torah would spell out Shem Hashem. We just don't understand it that way. But that's how it was before the world was created. Before the world was created, that's how the Torah existed. When Hashem gave us the Torah, He split it up to words so we can understand it. Bereshis, Bara Elokim, Es Hashemayim. But deep down, it is really spells out Shem Hashem, and it doesn't have the words like we understand it. So suggests the Gra, when Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, He decoded all the Torah except the last eight psukim. So the last eight psukim were given to Moshe. But they did not say Vayamas Moshe. It was given in its natural, pristine state. That was the Gra said, that's Meduma. It was mixed up. Yeshua decoded it. He deciphered it. Using the Midrash, the Torah, the Rosh Hashanah, using the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So both of them, Moshe did something and Yeshua did something. Says the Gra, Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. But that's what it means, Dema in the Gemara, Meduma. It means it was mixed up. Now we hear about, oh yeah, that's great, if it's in. Up until the Gra, nobody said it. Right, but that was the Gra's amazing shot of what the word bedema means. Again, hopefully there'll be a time when we can have an Ian Shear related, everything related to these last eight psukim. We'll see. Okay, says the Gemara, Sefer Shetak Ruba Pishtan, last machlokes, Again, the first one was about Ir Mikla, the second one was about these last eight psukim. The last one, Sefer Shetvar B'Pishton, a Sefer Torah that you sewed the scrolls, the separate klafim, you sewed with linen. You let it do that? You let it sew the tefiris with linen? So, Pligi Barbi, you never be mayor. Chadam Rakashav, Chadam Apostle. Laman Amar Apostle, according to the one that says, Apostle, why Dechsiv, Laman Tia Torah Hashem Eficha. It says by tefillin that the purpose of tefillin is that the Torah Hashem is in your mouth. The Iskish Kala Torah Kula Litfillin. And the entire Torah is linked to tefillin. It says Torah Hashem, and that's in the context of tefillin. In Ma Tefillin, Alacha Moshe B'Sinai, Latofen Begidin. Just like tefillin, there's Alacha Moshe B'Sinai to sew it together with gidin, with the sinews of the animal. You can't just use linen. Afkol, let's open begidin. So does Sifrei Torah have to be nitvar begidin? So that's the Madara says puzzle. V'idach, ki iskish l'moser b'ficha, l'hilchosav lo iskish. According to the other opinion, it says no. What is tefillin and Torah compared to? Only regarding the halacha of mutar b'ficha. You have to use kosher animals. What's mutter in your mouth? You have to use kosher animals for the klafim, for all the other parts of the tefillin that come from an animal. So that's what the halacha is compared to. Tefillin is compared to, Torah is compared to tefillin in that way. Lehil chosav, for all the halacha Moshe B'Sinai's though, for the items that are not written in the Torah, lo iskish. That does not have to be compared to. What, does the Torah have to be black? Right, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the tefillin have to be black. Does the Torah have to be black, any part of it? It's not compared for all the halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. Good. And finally, Amar Rav, Chazid Lehu L'Tfilin De Bechavivi. I saw by the tefillin of my uncle, Rabbi Chia, Bechavivi, that's his nickname, the tefiri, B'Kitna, that it was sewn, it had linen connected again. But we don't pass in that way. Okay. Period. This pasuk that comes up, L'ma'an, the tour in Tafresh Chafhei, I think it is, the first siman in Hilchos Sukkah, made this pasuk famous. Because the Torah quotes there, the Torah notes that the Beis Yosef really made it famous. The Beis Yosef notes there that the Torah gives Tameh HaMitzvos for the mitzvah of Sukkah, which is unusual for the Torah. Beginning of Tafresh Chafhei, he gives Tameh HaMitzvos. He says, why do we sit in the Sukkah, Ananei HaKavod, and Sukkos Mamish? Ask the Beis Yosef on the Torah, why does he give that? He says, not only that, he does it elsewhere too. He does it in Hilchas Tefillin. He does it in Hilchas Tzitzis. What's the connection between Sukkah, Tefillin, and Tzitzis? And the Shulchan Aruch also quotes reasons there. Says the Beis Yosef, these are what he calls the three Lama'an mitzvahs. The three places where the Torah says, do this mitzvah, Lama'an, blank, so that you think of this, so that you remember this. Says the Beis Yosef, it could be, even though there's a general principle of mitzvah srichas kavana, ein srichas kavana, if the Torah goes out of its way and says, do this mitzvah, so that, then for sure it's srichas kavana. So that's by tefillin, this pasuk right here, man tiyat rasher meficha, laman, sukkah, laman yedud arasechen, and sitzes laman tizkeru. Right, those are the three laman mitzvahs. And that's why by these three, kavana plays a crucial element. You're right here, this kavana is a little different. It's you had tefillin, so you remember all the Torah. Not specifically to remember something like Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's what the Beis Yosef called the three laman mitzvahs. Right, that's based on this pasuk that we have quoted here. Vayter. Mishnah. Echad HaMashuach B'Shem and HaMishlas. Now we're getting into the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol. It doesn't matter which Kohen Gadol we're talking about, whether we're talking about the one that was anointed with oil or the one that is Merubah B'Begadim, that wears the eight Begadim. Rashi Shita is that these two are historically one after another. Up until the time of Yoshio HaMelech, Kohen Gadol was anointed with oil. During his time, they hid the oil, and therefore, the way that the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol was just by wearing the eight clothing, the eight Begadim. That's Rashi. The problem is that a Gemara on Amud Beis, which we're going to see, sounds like there's a possibility to have four Kohen Gadols all at the same time. So you have to have these two at the same time. So the Ramban says, and the Ritva also says, maybe there's another way, not just Dafka, not historically one after another, but maybe if the Kohen Gadol that's Nimshach got sick, or for some reason he became Tameh, you have to put another one. You're never Mosheach, you never anoint two Kohen Gadols at the same time when they're alive. That's what the Ritva says. You never do that. In the source in the bottom, it says, I'm not sure where the Ritva gets this from, What, is there a Gemara? Is there a Medrash that says this? But that's what the Ritva says. You never have a two Kohen Gadols anointed at the same time. So therefore, what if you anointed one and you have to have another one? So he's Merubah Begadim. So you can, and then they say, the Ritva says, Rashi probably agrees to this too. He's just trying to give a more simple case. You have this one, you have that one, it doesn't matter which... doesn't matter which one it is. But that's the two. V'yecha sh'avar mim shichuso. Or let's say somebody is finished. Avar mim shichuso. Let's say he was nimshach and now he became a psul. He got a psul somehow. So all of those, machzir desa rotzeach. If any of those kohanim gedolim die, the rotzeach, b'shogeg, could leave the ir miklat. We'll see about what I just said in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af mashuach melchama, machzir desa rotzeach. Even a mashuach melchama can be master of the rotzeach, the one, the kohen gadol, the kohen who's appointed to give a pep talk to the troops before they go out to war. Lefichach, therefore, iboseit shal kohanim esavkos len michyo v'ksus, famous, the mothers of the kohanim gadolim used to give care packages to these murderers. So they don't daven that their children should die. Again, it shows the koach ha-tfilah. It shows the koach ha-tfilah that these people have. What's the word lefichach? What do you mean lefichach? Therefore. Any kohen gadol, lefichach, therefore. Says the Aruch Laner, because you only need one of them to die. As we'll see. That's why lefichach, each one of them, if you need all of them to die, the mothers might not do this. Because if I say, oh, there's somebody who's going to daven that all of them would die. Maybe he'll daven about the other one and not mine. But what the halacha is, any one of them, that's why they're each worried about their own son. And therefore, they each bring the care packages themselves. Why is it that only the mothers brought the care packages? Why did the Kohanim Gadolim themselves bring the care packages? Well, it's a question that, it's such a pasha question, I never heard it before. Why the mothers do it? What, because the Kohanim Gadolim can't bake? Right, they're not in the kitchen?
They don't want to get too close.
Right, they don't want to get too close. Okay, maybe, they don't want to get too close. But two answers. One is, again, the Aruch Laner, and one is the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael says, it could be, that they don't want to be machzik themselves. It's like a busha. The Kohen Gadol going, you know, bringing a care package to the murderer. It's bizayin. It's bizayin, not appropriate for the, hu atzmo lo yifarnesu. Hu dezeh neged kvodo. De mechzi kemiz yare mipanov. Right, it's not appropriate. The mothers, okay, you can let the mothers do it. But, not the Kohen Gadol. But the mothers, the Aruch Laner has a different answer, and that is b'shem eze mechaber shamati. I heard in the name of somebody once, Tamati, that if she'im yaspiku, because what's preventing somebody from going to the Kohen Gadol, running into an ani? Let's say somebody is a poor person. He runs to the Kohen Gadol and says, "I killed b'shogeg. Can I please have something?" And the Kohen Gadol will have to give him because the Ani says, "Okay, I'm going to daven. Why can't every ani, what's preventing any ani who wants a good meal to go to the Kohen Gadol and say, I killed b'shogeg? What's preventing that? Right? He'll just go to the Kohen Gadol. So he says, V'yomer rotzeach ani, t'kolz ma'asha kohen chai, yesh lo lechol. V'im yamus, yetze, no problem. So that's why there's no prevention. But if it's the mother, but if he goes to the mother, why do the mothers do it? Avokshaim esapekes lo yasakit, he's not going to do that. Why? Because he's going to be worried. What happens if the Yisari Shema Tamos Ha'im? Maybe the mother's going to die. Maybe the mother's going to die. And then what? And then he's going to be stuck in the Ir Miklat. Why? Because he's been machzik himself as a rotzei. He's been getting lunch for the past year, right, from the mother. If it's the Kohen Gadol that gives him the lunch, then when the Kohen Gadol dies, finished. But if the mother gives it chazar or misakin, then it's the mother, because what's he giving to the mother? So once the mother dies, then he's going to be stuck in the Ir Miklat until the son dies. He's not going to want that. So that's why this is a preventative way, so that charlatans and quacks don't go into the Ir Miklat in order to get a good meal. Get a good meal and be supported for months and months and for years. That is the Aruch Laner. Okay, you never thought of the question. Fascinating question. Vaitu, minan emili, how do we know this, that it's till any of these kohanim gadolim die, amar of gadad amar krah, v'yashav ad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol, v'ksiv, kibir mekodol, yeshav ad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol, v'ksiv, achrei mos ha-kohen ha-gadol, three psukim, Three psukim, so three different Kohen Gadols. Rabbi Yehuda, fourth one. Ksiv Kra, Achrina, to include the fourth. Shem, Meshuach, Meshem, Melchama. Lashuv, Lasheves, Ba'aretz, and Mosa Kohen. The Idach, we did look Ksiv Hagadol, Chan Mehanachu. But the Tadakamba says, no, it doesn't say Hagadol on that pasuk. So therefore, it must be just be referring to one of the earlier ones. Lefichach, Imosei, and Shel, Kohen V'chulu, Taima de lo matzlu. So what's the reason? De lo matzlu. So this food package will prevent them from davening. So they won't die. Ha matzlu maisi. But if they would daven, then that would cause the Kohen Gadol to die. Faksiv, Kitzipur lanud, Kidra la'uf, Kin kilas, Kinan latavo. The pasuk says, like a bird flying will be the curse of for nothing. If the Kohen doesn't deserve it, how is that going to affect him? So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, or Amar Hahu Saba, Mipirkei D'Rava Shamili, an old man said, I heard it in the shir that Rava gave, Shehayelein Levakish Rachmim Al Doron, V'lo Bikshu. No, they should have davened. They should have davened for their generation. They should have davened that nobody should die in this way. They should have davened that nothing like this occurs. V'ika, a little bit more, V'ika de Masni, Kedi, some learn it as follows. I'm sorry, Vika de Masni or Vika de Amri, Kadeshi Ispalo, but Amshalayamusu. Also, that they daven that their children should not die. Right, a little different. Earlier was that they don't daven that their children should die. Other version is that they gave them haircut packages so that they daven that their sons don't die. So time of the maslo, they're only not going to die because they daven. Halo maslo maisi, if they don't daven for them, they're going to die. So my havelim ebed, why? Why, if the Rotzeach Meshoge kills, the Kohen Gadol is going to be in trouble? Hacha Amrinan, right? It's like the phrase that they say here, Tuv Yechata V'Zigud Mangid. Two different people, a story told over in Ari Psachim, Tuv Yesins and Zigud is going to get whipped. Hasam Amri, or in Eretz Yisrael, they say, Shchem Nasiv Umav Goy Gazir. Talking about the story of Shchem. Shchem took Dina, Shchem's going to get married, and Mav Goy, who's just a resident of Shchem, is going to have to get a bris milah. So it's basically saying, like, if A, something happens to A, why does B get punished? So here too, if the Rotzeach killed, why does the Kohen Gadol get punished? Amar Husab, Mipirkei D'Rav Yisham Yili, Shohelein Levakish Rachmim Al Doron, V'lo Bikshu. Right? Because they didn't ask for Rachmim. Ki Hadahu Gabra D'Achla Ari, B'Rachl Tosa Parsi, Minei D'Rav Shub Ben Levi. There was somebody who was eaten by a lion within three parsos of Rav Shub Ben Levi. V'lo Ishtoya, Leo Bahadei, Tlasa Yomi. And for 3 days, Eliyahu Navi didn't go shmooze with him. With Rav Shub Ben Levi. Because the fact that somebody died within three parsos of you means that there must be something in your tefillah that is not perfect. In Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel, it's a fascinating ha'ara on that pasuk when it says, until the Kohen Gadol dies, pasuk in Maaseh, so he just adds in, as he adds in a lot. Talking about Ben Uziel. So he says, specific Ademus Kahana Rabba, this is in Lamed Hei Chaf Hei, in Bamidbar. So the Rabbi say, Sagya Ben he quotes that until the Kohen Gadol dies, umitol because dolotzali biyoma dekipure bekodesh kudshaya al tlas averin kashian dolo yisaklun ama beis Yisrael. He didn't daven in the Kodesh Kadashim that Bnei Yisrael should not fall prey to the big three averis. Bepolchana nechral begilu yaraisa ubishdius adam zachya v'havi bidei levat luson bitzluse. He could have been mevatel them with his tefillah in the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. V'lot sali mitol kain iskinas limamas b'shata hahu. So that's what he has in. Not just that they didn't daven the whole time, but he didn't daven in the Kodesh Kadashim in order to get rid of the three averis that might befall Klal Yisrael. That's what he has in. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yudam Arav. Kilas chinam afilu b'chinam iba'ab. Kilas chacham. Afilu b'chinam iba'ab. A klala of a chacham comes true even if it's for nothing. Minalan me'achitofa. You learn that from Achitofa. Why? Shebashah shekara David shisin. When David HaMelech was digging under the base of Migdash to get the shisin, were the underground pipes that the Nisachim went to. The wine and the water. He didn't build the base of Migdash or the Mizbeach, but he got it ready. So he was digging the shisin. Kafa tahoma. So what happened? David, right, you think like sometimes you dig and you hit a pipeline when you're digging for, to set up a city. David HaMelech hit one of the tahomos. One of the tahomos of the water. So, Baal HaMishvei La'alma, the water was about to come flood the land. The world. Omar, so David says, Malot of Shema Chaspa. Anybody know if I'm allowed to write Shema Hashem on a shard, Umishdeb et Homa, and throw it in there, Deleko Adukte, to stop it up? Right? I bet BP would be interested in this psak. Right? Right? So am I allowed to throw a Shema Hashem on a Chaspa on there? Why? The problem is because it might get erased. It's going to get erased. So Leka Dama Lemidi. Right? Nobody answered him. Nobody answered him. So Omar, Kol Jayodeya Dover Zeh, they know Omar O Yechonek Begrono. Whoever doesn't tell me the answer, if they know it, they should die. They should get strangled. So Nasa Achitofa Kavachor Basma. Achitofa says, oh, I can figure it out. Uma Omar. Uma Laso Shalabedish Leishto. Omra Tor Shemi Shenechle Bekdusha Yimach Alamayim. If Hashem says you can erase by name, just for Shalom Bayis between two people, Vachal Olam Kulam Vachal Shakei, to save the world for sure, it should be okay. So Omar Leishari, so Achitofa said, it's Mutter. Told David it's Mutter. And it was Mutter. So Kotev Shav Achshev Achaspa, Shodi Atahoma Nachas Vakama Tuchtes. That's what happened. David El did it, he threw it in, and he stopped it up. The problem was, though, v'afilu hachi, that's the kilas chinam. Once Avraham Melech said, whoever doesn't tell me, he's going to get strangled. But Achitofel did tell him, but he still got strangled. T'ksiv, Achitofel ra, kilo naste, it's also, when Achitofel had sided with David's son, and he realized that he wasn't following, Avshalom was not following his Eitzah, and he realized that David was going to win. V'yachvosh is a chamar, v'yachem v'yelech al-beisu al-iro, v'yitzav al-beisu v'yechanek. Right? We discussed this back in Sanhedrin, one of the four people in Tanakh who committed suicide. I saw the Ben Yoyada quotes a story, I don't know where he gets this from, but he quotes a story. He says, Yadua, what it says, Eich Achitofel Shayachacham Gadol Tabadavarzeh. How did Achitofel, he was such a Tabad Chacham, he committed suicide. Doesn't he know that it was an Aveira? How did he kill himself? So he quotes, V'derech Halatza, I'll pee what it says in the Svarim, there's one time there was an Apikaris that came to the Noda Behuda. Apikaris. And the Apikaris said to the Noda Behuda, I have violated every Aveira. There's only one that I haven't violated. Suicide. I violated every Aveira, says the Noda Behuda. Chutz bi-Aveira shel ma'abed atzmo ladas. And the Noda Behuda says to him, you're right, because you can't do that Aveira. Because if you kill yourself, it'll be a mitzvah. V'yatara mikirbecha. Wouldn't it be an Aveira? It would be a mitzvah. So that's the story. So says the Ben Yehoyada, maybe that's what Achitofel's mistake was. Because he saw that he was Rawa Olam. So he figured if he's Ma'abed Asma Ladas, maybe it's a mitzvah v'yata Rami Kirbecha. Right? So that's what he supported the rebellion against the David HaMelech. Either way, the story is something to remember. Okay. Weiter. That's the Ben Yehoyada here. Amir Rabbi Yavao, Kielas Chacham Afilu Al Tznayiba. Akilas Chacham, even not just a Bechinam, even if it's on a condition, Iba, Minalan, May Eli, you learn that from Eli, to Karmel Eli Lishmuel, Eli tells Shmuel, remember this, after Shmuel got the Nevuah, and Eli wanted to know what the Nevuah was about. So Eli tells Shmuel, you better tell me what it's about. Even though I'm not going to like it, you have to tell me what it's about. Because it was about that Eli's kids were going to die, and the Arn was going to be taken, right? And so he says, tell me, Ko Yaseh Lachai Al Kibbeh Ko Yosef. You have to tell me. Hashem should do this to you if you hide something from me. Meaning he should make your kids die and not follow your path. And even though Shmuel Anavi told him everything, still it says that Shlomo's kids did not follow in his way. Right? That's where you see the curse was fulfilled, even though it was Al Chinam. Weiter, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Nidui Al Tnai Tzorech Afara, not just like we were talking about a curse, or to Nidui. If somebody is excommunicated Al Tnai, Tzorech Afara, even if the Tnai is not fulfilled, you still need to go to a Bezdin in order to get rid of the Nidui, Hafara. Minolan Mi Yehuda, you know that from Yehuda. Dechsiv, Imoav Yosef Eilecha V'chulu, when Yehuda promises Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to bring Binyamin back, and if not, I'm going to lose my entire Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, if I don't bring him back. And he brought him back. He was menada himself, but he brought him back. And still, Amar Rav Shmuel Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, my dechsev yichi Ruvain val Yamos. What is the psukim mizos habracha when Moshe is saying Ruvain should live and he shouldn't die? What does that mean? Vizos lihu, and then he says Ruvain first, and then he says Vizos liYehuda, and then after Ruvain comes Yehuda. Kolos and Memshana Shal Yisrael Bamidbar. All the 40 years that Bnei Yisrael were in the desert. Atzmosav Shal Yehuda Hayimugul Galin Ba'arin. The bones of Yehuda were rolling around in the coffin. Rashi quotes here the second skinny line. that not only was Yosef taken to Eretz Canaan, all the Shvatim's bones were taken to Eretz Canaan. Right? Supposedly, about 10 minutes from here, Dan is buried. Right? That's what you find throughout the Eretz Yisrael. Different, whether that's the true place or not, somewhere in the area. We're living in Shevet Dan. Right? Shayim Agogolin Ba'aron Aj. I say the bones of Yehuda were rolling around. Acha Aman Moshe, Bikesh Lav Rachamim. Until Moshe started asking for Rachmanis for Yehuda. Amar Lafarev, he says to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Migaron LeRuvain SheYodeh, who was the one that caused Ruvain to be Modeh for his sin with the beds? Yehuda. Because he saw Yehuda admit. So Vizosli Yehuda, Shama Shma Hashem Kol Yehuda V'lamot, listen Hashem to the Kol Yehuda. So, O Evari Lashafa, so his bones went into their sockets. Lo Avikam Ma'ailu Leila Masifat Rakiya, but he was still left out of the Yeshiva Shamala. Still left out of Yeshiva Shamala. Again, why? This is all because he took himself out of the world by saying, V'chatasi Lecha Kalayamim. So even though it didn't take place, it was Atnai, but still you see it was true. So they weren't letting him into the Masifta Derekia. Why? The Marsha says, just like a menuda in this world, you're not allowed to eat or drink with, so the eating and drinking in the next world is Torah. Right? There's no loach, it's just a nene mizavashchina. So they left him out of the Beis Medrash. So Moshe Davins vel amo tivienum. So he brought him in. Lo havika yadel mishkol mitzvah b'shmeitza. Bahadi Rabbanan. But still, he didn't have enough power to talk in Torah. Yadav Ravlo. Boav Yad Lefaruke Kushya. He didn't have enough power to answer Kashes. The Ezer Mitzah Rav Tia. And finally, he was let back in. Fine. Ibai Lahu. B'misas Kulanu Chozer Odom B'misas Echad Mehem. Do you need all the Kohanim Gedolim to die? Or just one of them? So that's what it sounds like. They all could exist at the same time. Tashma nigmar dita blo kohen gadol inu yotze misham la'olam. It says if you die, if he had a gemar dita without a kohen gadol being in place, so then he never leaves the ir miklat. V'im isa lehadar b'dahanach. There's always one of them. There's always one of them. So what does it mean? Lehadar, you should go out with some of the other ones. So the gemara says it's a raya that it must be that you need all of them. So no, but the lekha, maybe you have none. Maybe that's the case. With Nigmar, I did without any of the Kohanim Gedolim, but there's no Raya, it could still just be with one. Good. Mishnah, Mishnah Nigmar Dino, Meis Kohen Gadol, if after his Gemar Din, he had a Gemar Din to go to Galus, and then the Kohen Gadol dies. So halacha is, Eino Gol, Harei Zeino Gol. He doesn't have to go to Galus. Doesn't have to go. Why? Says the Meiri, the second that he gets a Gemar Din, he is already there. He's already in Galus. His state is like, I gotta go to Galus. Sha'achash nigmardino harehu kamisha goa. Ava bishlohi gihu onesha galus. Shemesha nechkach bidimyono galuso. Goram lo lihikana. Ashe bikinia so. Niskaperlo b'misas kohen gadol. Omitokach hifkia misaso galuso shalzeh. Right? He already is in the state of mind that he's already there, and therefore he does not have to go. Im achlo nigmar dino meis kohen gadol, but if he had a gemar din, the kohen gadol dies before his gemar din. Umanu acher tachtav, and then they appointed a different one. Ulacher megad nigmar dino chozav yisasher sholsheni. As long as they appointed a new kohen gadol before his gemar din, it's okay. Even though that new kohen gadol was not alive, right when he killed, and that was the whole point that he didn't daven enough. But still, that's the din. As long as he has a kohen gadol, nigmar dino below kohen gadol. If he has a gemar din without a kohen gadol. Or via Hori Kohen Gadol, if somebody kills the Kohen Gadol by accident. Or if a Kohen Gadol Shaharak, or the Kohen Gadol himself kills by accident, Eino Yotze Misham La'olam. Then he never leaves. Never leaves, because there's no Kohen Gadol that connects to his Gemar Din, and therefore he lives there forever. The Eino Yotze, and anybody, never leaves, lo lay this mitzvah, lo lay this mamon, you can't go out to give testimony for a mitzvah, or he doesn't leave the Eremikla to go give testimony for somebody's money, lo lay this nefashos, even for Edis Nefashos. Via Filu Yisrael Tzrichim Lo, even if all the Jews need him. Via Filu Sar Tzva Yisrael Kiyoav Ben Tzruya. Eno Yotze Misham La'olam. Even if you're Yoav, they need you in the army, you never leave. Shenemar Asher Nas Shama, Shom Tehei Diraso, Shom Tehei Misaso, Shom Tehei Kivuraso. In the case where you never leave. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Kishem Shahir Koletes Kach Tchuma Kolet. So to the Tchum. Is kolet. We'll talk about more of that tomorrow. If you have a tree overhanging on the outside, the tchum of the ir miklat is kolet. Let's stop there for a second. The big shaila that the achronim deal with is sakaras nefashos. It's not docha anything. Why can't he leave for nefashos? So you can't even leave for nefashos. Lo leiv nefashos. Why not? Says the meshech chachma one thing, and the arsameach another thing. Same person. So he said two different things, though. In the Meshech Chachma, he says, because you're worried about the life of the Kohen Gadol. You're worried that this guy might go and kill the Kohen. No, arrange. He just needs the Kohen Gadol. So, dead. So you're worried about the Kohen Gadol's life. Number one. Number two, the Ar Sameach says, no, you're worried about his own life. Why? The Goal Adam. You're worried about the Goal Adam's going to get him. And we don't want to put the Goal Adam into a situation where he's going to see him and have to hold back. It's not fair to the Goal Adam. But says the Ar Sameach, maybe this will be a topic of a shir, we'll see. Says the Ar Sameach, you know what you see from here? You do not have an obligation. You're not allowed. We don't let you, maybe. At least you don't have an obligation to put yourself into Savik Sakana to save somebody from Vaday Sakana, right? Which is the kidney issue, giving one kidney. You're putting yourself into Savik Sakana, right? Who knows what's going to happen in years to save somebody else from a Vaday Sakana. Is that Mutter? Is that Asur? Is that Rishus? Different cheetahs in the postgame. But says the Ar Sameach, here, he says, from this halacha, you learn that it's at least not a chiyuv. It's at least not a chiyuv because we don't make you go out, because the reason is Safek Sakana. The Aruch HaShulchan, one more, and then we'll finish up. The Aruch HaShulchan in Taf Chaf Hey, the Siman on Beit Galus in Choshen Mishpat, he says, you know why we don't let him go? Because this guy had a Ritzicha, had a murder caused by him. L'chora, he's not going to bring Hatzalah. He is a guy that Megavgal and Schus Haidei Zakai V'chov Haidei Chayiv. If he is a Ritzich B'shogeg, so then it could be that he's not going to bring his Schus to the Nefasha's case. So therefore, there's no reason to let him out. Okay, that's what he suggests. Weiter. Rotzeach, finishing up the Mishnah, she has a chus l'tchum, and what's a gol adam? Let's say a Rotzeach, without any permission, leaves the tchum, and the gol adam finds him. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, mitzvah b'yad gol adam, v'rushus b'yad kol adam. It's a mitzvah for the gol adam to kill him. It's a mitzvah. And rushus b'yad kol adam. But everybody else has the rushus, has the heter. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, rushus b'yad gol adam, v'kol adam. Big girsa question here. Most change it. Ein chayav in alav. Ein chayav in alav means they shouldn't do it. It's aser, but they wouldn't be chayav misa if they do it. There is a shiloh. What happens if the rotzeach defends himself against the goal adam and kills the goal adam? That's a suffix of the Mishnah Melech. Right? That we discussed that back in Sanhedrin when we discussed had Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas, he would have been pater. So the Mishnah Melech proves from that story, that Gemara, that he is allowed to defend himself because right now he's trying to be killed. My time, let's just do the next little bit. Amar Abaya Kal V'Chomer. Why, if the Kohen Gadol dies right after the Gemara did, does it not have to go? Because Abaya said it's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma im Misha Gala Kfar. Yatza Aksha, if somebody who's already there leaves, Misha Lo Gala Eno Din Shelo Yigla. Right, he surely shouldn't have to go if he's not there yet. V'Del Mahay De Gala Ich Parei Hay De Lo Gala Lo. What do you mean? Maybe the only reason it works when he went to Golos is because he got a kapara. The Gemara answers, no. Mi di Golos ka machapra? Misas Kohen hu de machapra. You think it's the Golos? It's the Misas Kohen that it's machaper. So that's why you have to, it's the Misas Kohen. One second, Misas Kohen, so why doesn't he go free? Period, when the Kohen Gadol dies. We have to wait at all. What's the purpose of Golos? So Aruch Haner is a beautiful mashal. He says there are two types of kapara. There is kapara vadai and a kapara talui. Where do we have this? If I do an Avera, b'safek, I have to bring an Ashram Talui. But if I find out that I did the Avera for sure, it doesn't work. I have to then bring a Karban Chatas. It says that's exactly the same thing here. You have to go to Galus, that's Talui. That's hanging in abeyance. That's like an Ashram Talui. Once the Kohen Gadol dies, that's the Kapara Vadai. That's like the Karban Chatas. That's his mashal to explain where else do we have such a team kapara effort elsewhere. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Meshem, we will continue with the two dots tomorrow as we continue through the second parak, heading towards the third parak of Elohim Elohim. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember the shir tonight, 9:30 right here in my house, about the Chiyuv Knasos. When does the Chiyuv of Knas start? Meshem, tomorrow night, the parsha shir, both of those on OU.org.